Former U.S. Special Assistant to the President on African Affairs, Gail Smith, says one of the main reasons for the gap between the American public and their leaders about Darfur can be summarized in one word: Somalia. American politicians, she says, appear haunted by the U.S.'s failed peacekeeping mission to the Horn of Africa country in 1993, when the bodies of American soldiers were dragged through the streets of Mogadishu.
I'm afraid that out of the experience in particular of Somalia, there has been a conclusion, implicit but explicit in terms of what we've done since, that we can act in these crises so long as there is no real cost and no real risk. That the damage done by the killing of those Marines in Mogadishu is one that has suggested that, again, we should intervene, we should stop mass atrocities and genocide, but we've got to do it in a way where nobody gets hurt, nobody gets killed, and it doesn't cost too much money.
Former U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for African Affairs, Susan Rice, says while American political leaders seem slow to act on Darfur, the U.S. public remains willing for their country to become involved in African peacekeeping missions, despite what she's called the Mogadishu effect.
65% of the American public, as validated in multiple surveys, is willing to contemplate the involvement of U.S. military forces in a peacekeeping, and in fact it would be a peace enforcement operation, in Darfur. Having served in the U.S. government in the 1990s, having seen the so-called Mogadishu effect firsthand, that's a striking finding. The fact that the American public is willing to contemplate, even in the context of our overstretch in Iraq, the involvement of U.S. forces in a multilateral peacekeeping mission to save lives in Africa.
Smith says what's missing in the United States is strong political leadership and money.
We have this deficit in political will. We also have a practical deficit in capacity. In other words, if we wanted to do absolutely the right thing in Darfur today, we don't have it in the budget, we don't have it in our human resource base or deployments, and we don't have it on our policy agenda in any meaningful way.
According to Smith, another reason for the lack of action in Darfur is the American government's continued neglect of Africa.
We are seeing more attention to Africa, but not yet enough. We have twice as many diplomats in Europe and Eurasia as we do in Africa. I am pretty certain that if the crises, real or potential mass atrocities that we're seeing in places like northern Uganda or the Democratic Republic of the Congo or of the very dangerous situation we're seeing in Zimbabwe were happening in Asia or the Middle East, we would probably see a bit more political attention given to them by both the executive and legislative branches.
U.S. officials, though, say America is committed to promoting democracy in Africa and is providing hundreds of millions of dollars in aid funds. Rice has been engaging with politicians and governments from all over the world on the issue of U.N. intervention to stop human rights abuses. And it's the African response that has really encouraged her.
The African elites and African government representatives with whom we spoke were very forward-leaning on the responsibility to protect, very forward-leaning on humanitarian intervention.
But both Rice and Smith agree that politicians, no matter where they're from, will only act decisively on an issue like Darfur when they're convinced that their people won't vote for them if they don't. For VOA Africa, I'm Darren Taylor in Washington.